WIRX.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday, 8:10. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Here we go.
Here we go. Anyway, we'll check out your full forecast here in just a little bit, but let's get right to it. Your WTF of the day. What?
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best pods in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
It's Friday, Katie. What's up?
Yep, they love Fridays over there. Seriously, you need to check them out if you haven't yet. They've been serving you through all this craziness. Smith Indoor Garden there to help you out, whether you've been growing for years or you're brand new to it. They're going to get you taken care of. So anyway, go see them. You know, sometimes art imitates life. You ever heard that? Art imitates life.
Yeah, I can see it.
Classic saying. Well, here's a fantastic representation of that, a perfect example. There's a 25-year-old guy named Justin Couch. C-O-U-R.
Oh. Are you going to the mall?
No. he's in Spring Hill, Florida. Well, Justin has a machete tattooed under his left eye. And on Saturday night, Hunter, he attacked a guy with a machete.
Oh.
This guy loves machetes.
Machetes.
Apparently,
watch Jason Voorhees or something?
Something like that. Apparently, he and the guy that he attacked were arguing, and Justin whipped out his machete and swung the flat side at the guy's head. When the guy put his hands up to block it, the blade hit him in the forearm, and he passed out from the pain. The guy was rushed to the hospital, and he survived the attack, but he can't move his left hand. Justin was charged with aggravated battery. You know,
a machete is not, dude, that is a brutal, brutal way to defend yourself or whatever the guy was doing. He probably wasn't defending himself.
I guess for me, I would, if I saw a guy with like a machete tattooed on his face, it's not going to be like, I'm going to argue with that guy, because anybody who loves machetes that much that he's going to get a tattooed on his face, he probably has a machete on his person or nearby.
Yeah. Which one of machetes? Machetes are made for bamboo, right? If I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm way off on this.
It's made for the classical use for a machete. Obviously, there's a lot, but you're using it to, you know, hack down thick brush. If you're walking through the Amazon, and but you can use it
Vietnam,
in the woods, too.
Vietnam, right?
Well, yeah, but I'm sure I guarantee machetes are around before that. You know, I mean, that's, but yeah.
I just think that because that's what my dad's machete's from.
Yeah.
You know. God.
Yeah, it's just used for hacking down brush, not, you know, waving it at people. So
shaving.
Yeah, and
like
shaving.
A man.
Of course. If your machete is used for taking down large pieces of brush while you're walking through the thick jungle, or shaving your face, because that's what men do. Shave my face with a machete.
Did you have a machete when you were a kid?
Dude, I had like 30 machetes, and we were not safe with them. We were not safe with them.
I was trying to throw them into like a tree or hacking through the woods as a kid. It was always razor sharp, too. We'd take it to my dad's shop, and he had the wheel. We'd sharpen that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, razor blade sharp.
We'd throw it up in the air and see if we'd get it to stick into the ground, you know? And, you know, we actually used it for, like, cutting down corn stalks and everything like that. Like, there was a use for it. I was telling Kiki this the other day. We were watching Forest and Fire, and they had to make the scythe, you know, the Grim Reaper thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we had one. I don't know if it's still on the farm or not, if my brother still has it. But I remember being, you know, younger and having to go on a steep incline of a hill where all these thistles grew up. And I had to take this scythe and I had to whack away at these things with this razor sharp, you know, a symbol of death.
It's and I'm just like, a wicked looking tool.
Good man. God, man. Yeah. And
did
then
you
we
ever
take,
see,
take the machete out and just start whacking things.
God, yeah, I'm surprised you're alive still, man. You've had some stories, dude, between birdshot and sight. You ever see that video of that person doing mowing the lawn? There's like a patch of lawn. It's like a competition. There's a guy in a lawnmower, and there's a guy with – it's a scythe, right? Is that what you call it?
Yep.
Scythe. There's a guy with a scythe, and there's a guy with a lawnmower, and there's like a 12-foot patch of lawn that you have to – like it was a race, you know. Guy with a scythe just smoked – the guy with the lawnmower.
Here's the thing. If you think about the blade on that, if you got a 2-foot blade on that scythe, maybe 3 feet. I'm trying to think how big ours was. And that thing's sharp. You can make long, long strokes on that. And if you know what you're doing, forget about it.
That's exactly what he was doing. Yeah.
I used to stand there glistening in the sun, just wearing my jeans and my boots, no shirt, of course. And I'm just out there flexing my muscles going, ah! Just chopping stuff down.
I used to just carry my scythe around and just walk around and just touch people on the shoulder.
Just old people, you'd walk up and make. And by the way, I'm going to be seeing you soon. Oh, what a you know, damn. What, you jerk. You're a real jerk. All right, that's your WTF.